Leading the news this morning, the bulldozers are back in the West Bank, but Palestinian leaders are yet to decide if they'll stick with the peace talks. They threaten to walk if Israel resume building in its West Bank settlements. They say they'll decide what to do after meeting Arab leaders next week. The ABC has reported the Indian Commonwealth Games have been plagued by corruption and nepotism. It understands as much as a quarter of the costs have gone to corrupt bureaucrats and business leaders. The Games' original budget of $500 million has ballooned to close to $5 billion. Three Australian soldiers facing charges over a firefight in Afghanistan that killed five children are vowing to clear their names. One soldier has been charged with manslaughter. The two others are facing lesser charges of failing to follow orders and dangerous conduct. Virgin Blue says customers are still facing long waiting times at some airports as it struggles to get flight schedules back to normal. So far, no flights have been cancelled. Some passengers spent a second night stranded after the airline's check-in computer crashed on Sunday. Industry groups in New South Wales are warning a scheme to promote solar power is encouraging dodgy installation companies to set up. The scheme pays households for their excess electricity. The Department of Fair Trading has confirmed complaints about installation companies have skyrocketed since the scheme began.